If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone. So it helps you avoid traffic jams and shows you the way in an unfamiliar city. But is that all GPS is good for? Turns out it's used for all kinds of stuff, like feeling earthquakes, finding treasures. It can even save you from a rendezvous with a shark. And brownie points to anyone who can count how many times I say GPS in this video. 1. It can feel an earthquake. Using advanced GPS receivers, scientists can tell how large and destructive an earthquake will be in a matter of 10 seconds. It's so efficient and precise that even people far away from the epicenter can be notified and have enough time to get ready for a big quake or evacuate. 2. Farmers use it. Thanks to GPS receivers, farmers can map their lands or send tractors and other equipment to certain crops for weeding or harvesting. Machines can do it in any weather, even when there's heavy fog and low visibility, conditions that would make it hard for a human. Still, 3. Robots would be lost without GPS. Robots need guidance no less than you do when you're in an unfamiliar place. But they need it even more since they don't have their own eyes, you know. GPS helps them navigate. Without it, robots used in the industrial, agricultural, and mapping spheres wouldn't be able to do their job. Speaking of mapping, 4. It's used for surveying. Defining boundaries between lands, making maps of seafloors, and tracing changes.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Changes in the shapes of different natural structures can be a challenge. GPS is the perfect technology for creating high-accuracy maps, measuring objects, and monitoring changes. 5. Volcano observatories make use of it. Magma shifts the surface it flows on. With time, GPS receivers rise or sink because of those shifts. If you monitor the changes, you can see where exactly magma is flowing. Another thing about volcanoes is ash. It distorts the GPS signal. And using these distortions, scientists can determine how much ash there is in volcanic plumes. They're a problem for airplanes, so this monitoring is important to plan a safe route. 6. GPS can help save endangered species. Wildlife migration tracking is very important in the conservation of endangered species. GPS is perfect for this goal, because you can get data about the animal's movements remotely through a satellite. Scientists don't need to physically follow animals and check tags. They already use GPS to track the migrations of whales, sea turtles, bald eagles, and elephants, to name a few. 7. You can use it for treasure hunting. Geocaching has become a popular hobby since the early 2000s. There are digital treasure maps with clues on where to find caches or trinkets. GPS makes such high-tech treasure hunts possible, as people would never find out where these hidden gems are without it. 8. Artworks are safer with it. Paintings of famous artists are worth millions, but their cultural and historical importance is priceless. Of course, most of them are insured, but when they get stolen, it's a disaster for private owners or museums. When you attach a tracker to an art piece, thieves will think twice before stealing it. Even if they do, the owners will be able to locate it easily. Or, for more creative types, 9. You can use GPS to make giant works of art. Baltimore artist Michael Wallace made his city his canvas. He attached a GPS tracker to his bike, installed mapping software, and moves in intricate patterns creating digital art. You'd be surprised what detailed figures you can create just by riding a bike through the streets in local parks. 10. GPS analyzes the atmosphere. It helps measure the amount of water vapor in the atmosphere that can come out as torrential rains. This way, scientists can forecast downpours and flash floods. In the future, It can also help us take the next step in tsunami warnings. GPS is sensitive to changes caused by tsunamis in the electrically charged upper atmosphere. 11. It measures snow levels too. Scientists can learn how much moisture there is in the soil or how much snow there is on the surface using the echoes that bounce off the Earth and go to the GPS receiver. This is especially useful in the Arctic and Antarctic, where weather stations are a luxury and measuring the snow buildup is crucial. Monitoring snowfall is also a must in some areas where it's a major source of water. 12. It makes weather forecasts more accurate. To draw an accurate forecast, you need both observations of the atmosphere and from meteorological stations on the ground. There's hardly enough of the latter in some parts of the world, especially the oceans and the polar regions. GPS helps fill that gap. It's an incredibly powerful, yet relatively low-cost technology. 13. It's great for tracking pets. Attaching a GPS microchip to your dog or cat's collar can save you a ton of nerves and time in case they chase after something and go missing. You can always find where they are using the tracker app on your phone. Hey, maybe install some mapping software and see what GPS art they managed to create. 14. You can track people too. If you lose your friend in a crowd at the concert, some festival or parade, it's too loud to call, and you probably don't feel like explaining your whereabouts via text. You could track each other using GPS without saying a word. This technology is also helpful for some people, like the elderly, who want to live independently, yet might need help at any moment. You can get a tracker in the form of a keychain, pendant, watch, you name it. Some gadgets also have an SOS button whenever they need medical assistance. 15. It saves people from sharks. Human encounters with sharks are rare, but better safe than sorry, right? One organization GPS tagged about 50 sharks living mostly off the east coast of the US. If you're a shark fan, you can even monitor their whereabouts live online. For people who are less enthusiastic about these gilled predators, it's a guarantee you won't meet them at the beach. Once they get too close to the shore, the lifeguards are informed and they let everyone else know it's time to get out of the water. Such tagging also helps collect new information about sharks. 16. You can track your luggage. Has your luggage ever been lost while traveling? It's happened to me more times than I'd like. The good news is a GPS tracker can help you locate your suitcase wherever it is. The same works for your laptop, in case you leave it somewhere or it gets stolen. 17. You'll always know where your vehicle is. GPS is used to monitor your vehicle's location in real time. You can see where it is on your cell phone, PC, or tablet if you link the tracking system to it. If it gets stolen, you can even stop the car remotely. 18. It works for fishing and hunting. Any fan of fishing has their favorite spots where a good catch is guaranteed. If you don't want to spend hours looking for that very place using trees or rocks as landmarks, GPS can help. You can just pin your favorite locations on a digital map. The same goes for hunting. 19. It's useful in mining. Finding minerals under the ground in different layers of the Earth is a tricky job. Accurate GPS helps guide machines to natural treasures, drill safely, avoid collisions, survey, and manage entire operations. 20. It could be the key to transport in the future. Hey, driverless cars work with the help of GPS. Can you imagine a future where all cars drive themselves? And would you be willing to take a ride? Let me know down in the comments, along with your guess on how many times I said GPS.